Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Long story short, this is a happy Florida man story. Lakeland police officer Dagan Leach staged a lost wallet scenario. Got hired by a young man, wanted to propose to his girlfriend. Well, that officer took the young man in a squad car to a lakeside and pretended that, you know, he called the young lady, said, "Hey, I found your boyfriend's wallet." Long story short, he popped out of the car. He took her lakeside. She said yes. That's a beautiful story.
Thank you, Ambassador.
Thank you.
Please, what was the cause of the United States Civil War?
Well, don't come with an easy question or anything. I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do. What do you think the cause of the Civil War was? I'm sorry?
I'm not running for president.
It always comes down to the role of government and what the rights of the people are. And I will always stand by the fact that I think government was intended to secure the rights and freedoms of the people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, getting caught in the whole states' rights issue. It's the S word, Mrs. Ambassador. And, you know, she later on goes on to say, you know, this guy was a plant. And I'll share that here in a second. Hey, welcome to the Dana Show. And as far as the week is concerned, second to last live program for the Dana Show for 2023. Man, we can't pack this sucker up and put it away faster. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and you're listening to the Dana Show from what I refer to as her Southern Command here in Texas. South Texas, still on blessed soil, USA, USA. We're in Texas soil. She's in North Texas. I'm in South Texas. This is the Dana Show. Yeah, Nikki Haley. Some would call it, I was thinking of calling this an unforced error. It's more like a fumble. You know, they throw a softball, a wiffle ball at her. And swing and a miss, you know, drop the ball. It's, you know what they're looking for, Ambassador, Governor. They're looking for the S word. And what does slavery, unless you're talking about modern-day slaves, the illegal immigrants, the sex slaves, you know, those thousands of individuals that have been trafficked by the cartels and cartels making billions of dollars and sending people into this country to work literally as well below minimum wage slave labor in food processing facilities or nightclubs or you name it. Some of these sex workers, they're forced to pay off the thousands of dollars that they paid the cartels and these trafficking networks, the cartels of Mexico and their associates and the criminal, the gangs that are in Houston, Dallas, and major cities here on the border as well. All these U.S.-based gangs and from Central America, MS-13 and all these other gangs, these thugs, they're all employees of the cartels that have billions upon billions of dollars in their pockets, thanks to U.S. policy that is allowing everyone to cross the border illegally and stay, gain the asylum system. You know, they pose as asylum seekers, and that's what they're being called these days. But what does slavery have anything to do? You know, when a question, this is so frustrating. They're going after her because, you know, the woke left and somebody's wanting to get a soundbite, an easy soundbite, and somebody got it. She trips up way too easy. My goodness, does she not think these things through? I mean, it's obvious you can see it coming a mile away. If they're asking a question about slavery, yes, you know, some would call it the original American sin. It's not unique. It's not exclusive to America. There's slavery today. There was slavery way before that. For thousands of years, it's a human failing, a human sin. It's not exclusive to ships coming from Africa, filled by Africans, by the way, to come into the Caribbean, coming to the East Coast, to come through Louisiana. It's not exclusive to America. But they're looking to tar and feather and soil the name of Nikki Haley. And she fell for it. Man, if she can't hit a wiffle ball like this, oh, Ambassador, why? What are you doing running for the presidency? Like, question like that pops up, you know you have to push back. Like, take that clown to task. Call him a plant. Say something, I don't know, like, yeah, the driving force for almost two generations before hundreds upon hundreds of American young men, boys, died on the battlefield. America shedding its blood to pay for this sin of slavery that they wanted to get rid of. For almost two generations, the driving force behind this is, you know, some states would allow slavery, some would, new states come in, which one gets it, which one doesn't. And in the end, yes, states' rights. But in the end, the driving force behind this, yeah, of course, it's slavery. A huge driver for this. It's, my goodness, you call them a plant, you know, say, yeah, the driving force is slavery. And by the way, you know, I'd like to welcome this Democrat or woke plant to the audience. I look forward to representing you as well for the sake of protecting your liberty. Oh, and by the way, if you want to know about slavery that still exists today, this administration, the Biden administration, allows it to fester and multiply exponentially because the cartels are bringing in modern day slaves, people working well below minimum wage. And some of these food assembly lines, food processors, whatever it is that they're forced to do. Yeah, we have slavery today. And as president, I'm going to work to root this out and crack down on this crime and crack down on crime. Something like that. But, oh, no, the long pregnant pause. Oh, here it comes. They want to tie me to Dixie. They want to tie me to the South. They want to expose my push back immediately. My goodness. Oh, man. She did comment on this guy being a plant. Which one is it, Steve? It's it was cut six. Nikki Haley responding to that question later. Cut six.
No, it was definitely a Democrat plant. That's why I said, what does it mean to you? And if you notice, he didn't answer anything. The same reason he didn't tell the reporters what his name was. The same reason he went and showed the guy that he was with the tweet that went up after he did it. We see these guys when they come in. We know what they're doing, and we know from
the call them out. Call them out, Governor. He did say something. I'm not the one running for president. He said, "This clown." Call him out on it. Say the darn word that he's looking for, which is obvious. It's the driving force for almost two generations. Talk about modern-day slavery. You don't have the political improvisation skills enough to handle something like this? Man, cut five. I don't know when she said this. Steve has new audio on her tripling down on what she originally said, but first it was, I guess, cut five before she said the final audio I'm going to. Go ahead.
The whole war was about slavery. We know that. That's the easy part of it. What I was saying was, what does it mean to us today? What it means to us today is about freedom. That's what that was all about. It was about individual freedom. It was about economic freedom. It was about individual rights. Our goal is to make sure, no, we never go back to the stain of slavery, but what's the lesson in all of that?
The lesson in all this, in my opinion, is that she doesn't have the political skills to fight properly and win. I mean, this is a wiffle ball, not even a softball. This is a wiffle ball. Oh, and recently, I don't know, like about an hour ago, Nikki Haley said this. Go ahead, Steve.
Asked about the Civil War. And what I think of the Civil War, what was the cause of the Civil War? Of course the Civil War was about slavery. We know that. That's unquestioned, always the case. We know the Civil War was about slavery. But it was also more than that. It was about the freedoms of every individual.
It's a one-word answer. And then a short sentence afterwards. It's real easy. Look, I'm not running for president. I only did the whole chairman thing, volunteer for two terms here in South Texas, and thanks to many wonderful volunteers and precinct chairs, among them one who passed away, he's already with the Lord, I found out yesterday, Jim Barnes. God bless you, Jim Barnes. Well, all these hardworking volunteers open up a permanent, Lord willing, a permanent competition here in South Texas, Republican HQ. That was back in 2014. It's still open today. They're still fighting. Things are changing. And Democrat, deep blue Democrat, South Texas. And it comes, and I know for many of y'all in the audience, the answer came real easy. One word, throw it back. Talk about modern day slavery. But she doesn't have that information already in her head, rolling in her head.
Looking for a proactive solution in a battle against COVID-19? Well, ivermectin is now available at All Family Pharmacy, based in Boca Raton, Florida. With a growing interest in its potential benefits, ivermectin has emerged at the forefront for its antiviral properties. Supported by robust research and real-world experiences, it has gained new attention as a possible ally in managing the impact of the virus. For reliable information and access to quality products like ivermectin, visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana and save 10% with promo code Dana10. Your health matters, so stay informed. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Navigate these challenging times with informed choices and proactive steps. All Family Pharmacy is U.S.-based and safe. Embrace the possibilities with ivermectin. Save 10% with code Dana10 when you place your order now at allfamilypharma.com/Dana. That's allfamilypharma.com/Dana, code Dana10. That's Dana and the number 10.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Medical notes, one of the most popular asthma inhalers on the market will no longer be available starting the new year. Drug company GSK saying it is discontinuing its Flovent inhaler, but don't panic, they're replacing it with the generic version. The generic version will work exactly the same as the branded inhaler. Let's see, from North Carolina, AMC Theaters apologizing after a disabled civil rights leader went to go see a movie, The Color Purple, which is now like a musical, right? Disney came out with, I think it's Disney, with a rewrite, the redo of The Color Purple. I prefer the original one, by the way. I just, you know, at a time when I like Whoopi Goldberg and Oprah a lot more, I love those two in that movie. The original. This was the new one. It's more like a musical. Anyway, this North Carolina disabled civil rights leader, 60-year-old Bishop William Barber, went to an AMC theater to take in this movie. And anyway, AMC apologized to him. He's in a wheelchair, suffers from a form of arthritis that makes it almost impossible for him to, like, well, without pain, transfer from one seat to the next. So they couldn't allow him to see the movie because they didn't have any disabled seating for him. He needed to take like a regular seat for the disabled. And it's kind of, the story reminded me of when Mom was around. I'd take her to the movies every now and then. It was the Cinemark people that they allowed like a little space in between seats at the front. But maybe this was like an older AMC property. Maybe that was the problem. And new Harvard research finding that low-carb diets might actually make you gain a few pounds. I want to take a look at that big study, 120,000 people. It's upper respiratory infection season, and you've heard, of course, the news about RSV, and then some people getting COVID again and again, and the flu season, and everybody spreading germs and viruses. So let's talk about indoor air systems, sanitizing systems, purification systems. Those things became very popular at some schools and some airports, other places. You know, like the stuff they have at hospitals to try to purify the air. That's back in the news. Matt Moberg is the director of consulting for the ISSA, Trade Association for the Cleaning Industry Worldwide. Matt, indoor air systems, are they being installed in schools and businesses today and shopping centers as they were back in COVID? Because I think that was the easy fix for COVID. You know, some of these systems had blue lights in them, air purification filters, and they were able to nullify viruses and germs.
Yeah, absolutely. So these are definitely becoming more popular. some of the things you had just mentioned, you said the blue light, typically that'll be something like a UV light. There's also carbon filters, and those are used to really purify the air and, you know, disinfect any airborne pathogens in there. And it's beginning, the uptake of it in, you know, non-medical, non-educational buildings is definitely continuing. COVID was a large driver of that as well.
To tell somebody, hey, if you go into that movie theater or you go into that college classroom, the air that you breathe will be, let's say, hospital quality. It's purified to hospital standards, like emergency room or, I'm sorry, operating room standards at a hospital, where it definitely needs to be pure. We have the technology, and we put it into areas of common exposure and common use. I think that would give people peace of mind, set aside all fears, any temptation to shut down society if we have another outbreak of something.
Oh, absolutely. It definitely gives you that reassurance that at least the air itself has the best chances to be, you know, healthier than it would be with no filtration or purification.
The ISSA, can you tell me what that is, brother? You're the consultant for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So ISSA was founded in the early 1920s. We actually celebrated our 100th year this year. And it was established as the International Sanitary Supply Association. So we represent, our members are everything from building contractors that go in to clean to in-house service providers, so janitors at schools or environmental service workers at hospitals. And then we also represent manufacturers as well as distribution in the industry.
Can you give me a best guess, Matt, how many businesses in this country, especially the ones who cater, provide services? It could be restaurants, it could be education facilities, medical facilities, or just shopping centers. How many would you say, Matt, are using air filtration systems, purification systems across the country? Percentage-wise? Just take a guess.
Oh, that's a tough question. I would say I can easily make the assumption that the uptake in K through 12 and higher education, as well as obviously healthcare, those are going to be your higher percentage groups as far as uptake and installation and reconfiguring of systems.
Okay, so limited to those, education and medical. 50%, 25%, 75%, what would be your best guesstimate? All this, of course, spurred by COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. So a great example would be a school district. I'd say the majority of the new buildings being put up,
okay,
I'd say it's got to be upwards of well over 75%, 80% have some form of, you know, a lot of these new HVA systems. It's becoming much more standardized. But you'll see with a lot of school districts that they will have buildings that are 100 years old, and they will have buildings that just opened last week. So the range within a school district can be pretty vast, as well as, you know, many universities are putting up new buildings as well. So they see a big range in the age and lifespan of buildings.
Matt Melberg is with an association for the cleaning industry worldwide. It's called ISSA. We're talking about indoor air systems, filtration systems, purification system for the air that you breathe everywhere. Could be the shopping mall, could be your kid's school. If education, Matt, if education facilities and medical facilities have been the priority to try to sanitize the air, and I hope airplanes too, by the way, then this tells me that everywhere else that we're going, the big box store, the grocery store, all those places, no, they don't expect to have any air purification filtration system there.
Correct. But what I think we're starting to see is a lot more regulation requiring some of these things, or beginning to start setting standards and expectations for all types of facilities and how they handle indoor air quality. And it's indoor air quality, not just talking about the typical pathogens like flu, COVID, RSV, but also looking at the other quality factors, right? Carbon monoxide, some of the things that typically mold put off, you know, they do have an effect on indoor air quality as well. But looking at all those factors, you know, realizing that it has a major impact on the human body for quality air.
I think it's a selling point, man. I don't know. I think that would be a selling point to say, look, you come over to this grocery store, come over to this gas station. Hey, gang, we filter, we purify our air. We got your back. You're good to go. No need for masks. No need for, you know, get the prick, vaccine, whatever. You're coming into a super clean environment. Don't you think that would be a top selling point for businesses?
Oh, absolutely. And we see that, you know, I think we will eventually get to a point where I live in New York State, and every restaurant has to post the health grade that they have for the cleanliness of their operation. I know, I think eventually we'll get to a point where something like that with indoor air quality is posted, right? So, you know, we follow these protocols for indoor air quality standards.
Right.
It's definitely making that way towards that direction.
Matt, it's a pleasure. Thank you for your time today. He's with ISSA, that's an association for the cleaning industry, Matt Moberg.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.